It's Ray, and with me today, I got none other than my roommate, Dave. Say what's up, man.
Hey, everybody. It's Dave.
He's making fun of me because in my other podcast, I always make that intro, and it sucks because I literally did not catch on to me doing it, but yeah. Anyway, that intro you heard, which I love, was made by my friend, Betabug. This guy makes really cool beats, and he's done all sorts of things, really good at what he does. Definitely check him out if you haven't. But Dave, what's up, man? How's it going?
It's going pretty good, man. Honestly, I'm just, you know, I'm excited to be here with you and, you know, be on your podcast, and, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So we have a couple fun things to talk about, but one thing I want to talk to you about, man, I want to see what your opinion is on this. So one of my friends, he has a hobby that he likes to do on the side, photography. And, you know, why not figure out if he can make money in it? So he decided to go ahead and talk to some other people and just do their shoots for them for free. And then eventually some people started, you know, paying him or whatever. But super chill, you know, he hasn't filed a business or anything. And eventually this one person comes up and says, hey, I'll pay you blank amount of dollars for blank amount of photos. And my friend didn't feel comfortable doing it. So, I mean, for whatever reasons, I have no clue. But then it comes into the idea of, you know, should you be able to say yes or no to when money comes your way? Especially if it's something that you like doing? What do you think, man?
Honestly, man, you can see from two ways. One, I mean, like, it's, you know, free will, man. Like, he does have the right to do whatever he does want. I mean, if he doesn't want to do it, like, hey man, you know, he doesn't have to. But then you have to think about it like this. This guy has a talent, he has an ability to do what most people can't. You get me? Like, you know, he said he did photography, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, me, man, I wish I could be a photographer, but honestly, dude, I can't take photos for for my life, bro. Like, honestly, like, I'm not artistic in that way. It's just nothing that I'm, you know, have the ability to do. So the fact that he can do it, and, you know, he's pretty good at it, and he can make money out of it, I mean, it'd be a crime and it'd be a shame if, you know, he didn't, you know, pursue it or didn't invest in it or didn't, you know, do the best he could to see, you know, what he could get out of it. You get me?
Yeah. So it brings me to my thought process of, there are people out there that make money by doing things they obviously wouldn't want to do, you know? And, you know, it depends, and I really don't know those types of jobs, because anyone can like their job, and people probably do. But, you know, I mean, if someone were to come up to you and say, hey, I'll pay you blank amount of dollars for doing something you like, you know, why wouldn't you do that? And that's just something that, like, I brought up to him, and I was like, dude, like, why not? It's literally an hour every time. You get a free extra, I think it was like $50 or something of the sort, just for taking a couple of photos. Like, why not do it? But he wasn't comfortable. And I just kind of wanted to see what you thought about that, man.
It makes me question, like, I mean, if, you know, this is something that he truly loves, you know, wouldn't he want to pursue it he would pursue it all the way, you get me? So why would he say no to an opportunity, you get me? You never say no to opportunities. If the door's open, you take it,
you get me? You know what's crazy? This guy is a marketing major in college. And I think if you're a marketing major, you have to really pick up on something like graphic design or photography. And those can help you with your resume and can pretty much provide you to be an asset to many companies like that. So it's weird that he's not taking advantage of that, you know, because it's like, dude, that's literally what you're studying in a sense of manner. Why not go for it? But I'm going to bring the topic to something close to that. And it's money. Dude, money. What do you think about money? Do you think it's a good thing? Do you think it's a bad thing?
When I think of money, man, like, I mean, it can be both, man. You know, it can be bad, and, you know, money makes people greedy, and it turns people into something that they're not. But it's also good, because money is, like, it's a tool, you get me? It's a resource, you know? You can use it to do things that you want to do in life, to pursue things that you've always wanted to done, to take trips that, you know, can open your eyes to the world around you, you get me? Like, it definitely, you know, it goes both ways, you get me? Like, but I mean, it just depends on the person, you get me? Like, yeah. It's how you use it that really matters. Like, I mean, personally, me, like, money's a good thing in a way, because it's, I know it's gonna open doors for me, you get me? Like, and it sucks to, like, you know, say it like that, but it does. Money opens doors, and I mean, if you know, like, how to use it in a way, like, you can, you know, do some pretty great things in life.
Yeah, it's weird, man, because there's, like, people, there are people that are reckless with their money, and they keep getting it, and there's also people that are extremely cautious about their money, and they keep losing it. And it's weird because it's such a big taboo, man. Like, when it comes to money, there are a lot of people that have too much of it and don't do a lot with it. On the other hand, there are people that don't have anything of it, you know? And it brings me to another thing that I saw about, and this isn't really about politics. I just want to see what your thought process is on this. So, for the presidential election, there's a couple of people that are running, as most people know, but there's one particular candidate. I'm gonna be quite honest, I forgot his name, but that's why I'm saying this is political. And he is offering a universal basic income. Well, that's one of his platform ideas, you know. What do you think about that, man?
Like, hell no, man.
You think no?
No, honestly. Oh man, like, everybody having, like, it's universal money, man. Like, no, dude. Like, honestly, like, you know, when it comes to that, like, you know, yes, there's people that are more disadvantaged than you, but there's always going to be opportunities. And, like, I just don't think it's fair that, you know, everybody's is entitled to money. Nobody is entitled to anything in this life, man, other than free will. Like,
ooh, that's a hot take, bro.
Like, no one's entitled to anything, bro. Like, if you want, if you want something, dude, work hard for it. I know, like, some people are more disadvantaged than others, but, you know, if other people can do it, why can't you? You get me? Like, I don't know, man. I think, like, the only thing that is honestly should be universal to everybody is probably healthcare. Honestly, like, health is probably the most important thing in your life, and that's, like, the one thing that should be. But money, no, man. Like, honestly, like, you have to work hard for it, because if, you know, you're giving free money, like, it makes people lazy, and it's just, like, you know, in a way, like, you're not advancing in a way. Like, you're just gonna get comfortable with, you know what, this is a steady, you know, paycheck, I don't have to do anything. Like, no, man. Like, it's not gonna lead you anywhere, dude.
Yeah, there's I guess the idea, or not the idea, but your standpoint is it's a handout, and that it's not necessary. The only thing that is necessary is healthcare, right? That's what pretty much your standpoint is on. Yeah. It
and if you think about it, like, honestly, like, to, like, if everybody gets universal money, like, don't you think our economy would go to shit? Like, nobody's working, nobody would want to be doing anything. Like,
yeah, but it also, on the contrary, you could think of it as they have more money to spend into the economy, to buy things, to invest their money in. But it just gets hard because it will be extremely messy, and, you know, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to find workarounds, and they're going to get more money than they should. And there's going to be people that who don't get any money for whatever reason and then claim something. But it's just something I wanted to see what you were thinking about, or, like, not thinking about, but, like, what you thought about it. But there's also one other thing I want to talk about when it comes to the general people, and it's putting things out on the internet, man. That's something
that's a hot take, bro.
Yeah, I know I always talk about social media or the internet, but you and I were having this conversation maybe about 3 days ago. Yeah. And it was just pretty much about people need to be extremely careful what they put on the internet. There's a local newspaper, and they use Facebook, and they post, you know, their articles or, you know, things that they're reporting on there. And there's a lot of people that put stuff under that post as comments that you would never say out loud. And the thing is, and this is something I told you, you have everything about you on your profiles. You have where you work, where you live, pictures of the people you love, pictures of the things you have. But the most terrifying thing is where you work. Because if you're not a boss and you're not a sole proprietor, or you're not, you know, doing your own thing, you're at the liberty of someone else. And if you say something that is not representative of someone else that you're working for, ooh, it's real simple and fast for someone to get fired. What do you think about that?
Man, like, on a, like, a lot of people, man, they hide behind them screens, dude, but just think about it, like, example, like, you know, someone that works at Chick-fil-A, you know, they have, like, that whole, like, you know, high, you know, Catholic Christian standards. So imagine someone like that works at Chick-fil-A or something, like a head of like a franchise or whatever, and they like they put on the internet like, oh man, like, you know, they're atheists or whatever. Do you think they would, you know, they'd have their job after that? Like, if it goes out that, you know what, that guy, like, he, you know, manages a Chick-fil-A at, like, in my city, dude, that dude would be screwed, bro. Like,
I don't know, dude, because that's kind of, that's hard. Like, that's tying religion into it. And I get your point.
I probably shouldn't have brought in religion.
No, it's all good. It's just like, I think that one gets a little bit way more complicated because I think there are, like, laws that prevent people from firing you for that, you know? Yeah. But I think if it was on the contrary, like, you know, you have a Chick-fil-A worker who are supposed to be extremely polite, nice, and kind, and then you have this one video, like, go on the internet, and it's just like this Chick-fil-A worker, like, pretty much talking bad about the whole thing, or just, like, you know, doing something that he shouldn't have, or, like, talking about, like, some things that, you know, aren't right. Let's say he's being racist or something of the sort. I'm more than sure someone could just tag Chick-fil-A and say, you really allow someone to work like this? You allow someone like this to work for you? And boom, the next day they're gone.
Yeah.
Dude, a case, or not a case, but, like, a situation came up like this, bro. So it was at a Vans, I don't know where, but this teenager was wearing a Make America Great hat, and I guess one of the employees got extremely upset with that and told him, like, no, the obscenities of F you. And, you know, like, the mom got extremely upset. Let me talk to the manager. The manager's like, oh, here's corporate's number, call them, let them know, whatever. And Vance fired the dude. But Twitter, I love Twitter, man. It's so funny. They're like, I'm buying nothing but Vans for the rest of my life, and, you know, stuff like that. And while I don't have any political thoughts on any of that stuff, it's just interesting to see, like, how one simple social media interaction that leads from one incident of you stating something can change your life dramatically. And, like, this is another thing too, dude. So, you know, we were born where we didn't have the internet at first, and then we eventually got it, and then, you know, we learned it, integrated into our lives.
Yeah, it's honestly, I don't even remember my life without internet. Like, I don't remember the day. Like, I don't even know when we got it, but I can't see my life without it right now. It'd be weird not to have the internet.
Yeah, it's definitely strange to think that there was a time where we didn't have an iPad, or we didn't have
a phone, dude. We had a flip phone, man. Yeah, imagine texting in that thing, or, like, looking up things, like, on the internet, bro.
Yeah. And what I'm gonna go back to is, you know, like, the fact that everything was so different back then, and, you know, we eventually incorporated into our lives, so we still have that early part of our life, or at least a little bit of it, that is extremely limited to our memories and anything that's on photo, aka on print, right?
Yeah.
Now we have the younger kids, the ones who were born while the internet was still, I mean, while the internet came up. So they were born and everything about them has been on the internet.
Bro, exactly. Like, I'm thinking about this, like, us millennials and, you know, the generation after us, like, everything, like, since they were kids, like, they probably posted some really dumb stuff that they probably shouldn't have posted, but that's gonna trail, like, on in their life if they ever, you know, work for a company and it's like, hey, like, I noticed, like, in 2010, like, you said this, like, what do you think of this? Like, bro, I was, like, 8 years old, like, but you still posted it. But, like, you know, it's just scary because, like, you know, when we were growing up, we didn't have that, so I'm pretty sure we did some really dumb things or said some really dumb stuff. And gladly, like, you know, it's not out there. Like, I mean, right now, like, we're in a time where we're mature enough to know what we post on the internet and stuff like that. But, like, I just feel bad for the kids now, man. Like, and I honestly, the people that probably got it the best would probably be our parents and, like, grandparents or anything. Because, like, you know, they could have said some things and, like, it's not going to show a lot in their life. You get me? Like, the only actual, like, I guess, like, how do I say this? Like, facts are like,
the only disadvantages, or what are you trying to say?
I guess like there's just nothing leading on like bad you game against them. Like,
There's no trail.
There's no trail of evidence. Exactly, man.
No, yeah, I agree. And it's funny that you just said, like, I posted that when I was 8. But I also think that our parents kind of have it bad too, because they don't know how it works. They know what it's like, generally what it works like. And I mean, of course, there are some people that know everything about it. There's going to be people that don't know anything about it, just like people in our generation, except I believe strongly that most of our generation knows how to use it. But when I brought up that local newspaper, the amount of people that I see commenting on those posts are all older people, like baby boomers, man. It's just baby boomers galore. And they post stuff on there and it's like, dude, that's the internet. You can't be saying that. Like, and what makes it worse is, like, yeah, they're hiding behind a screen, but they're hiding behind a screen that has their face on it because it's Facebook.
Man, they're dumb, dude. Like, honestly, I know, like, dude, you're old enough. Like, you're like, you should be mature enough to know what you should and shouldn't be putting on the internet. It's the same thing as when you're in person. You know what you can and can't say.
Exactly.
Same thing is in the internet, bro. But some people hide behind the screens and they're like thinking like, nah, man, we're literally, I can say this and I'm going to hide within the thousands of comments. But what's that like percentage? Like, what's that chance that like you are going to be that comment that people be like, you know what, dude, like what this person said is pretty bad. I'm going to blast them on the internet and that thing is going to go viral. And after that, like, man, like, it's going to be tough, bro. Like,
yeah, honestly, dude, this is kind of sounding like my podcast is just pretty much about technology, and it's a Black Mirror podcast where we just talk about how messed up technology can be. But, you know, like, it's weird because I think eventually in the future there will be some sort of implementation on restrictions of things you can put on the internet. And then people are going to be like, wait, what about the freedom of speech? What about the freedom of blah, 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 blah? And everything's going to get super messy, which is scary and very Black Mirror-ish. But let's talk about something that's a little bit more fun. Yeah?
Yeah.
Because this is pretty much really getting super pessimistic. But if you could do anything in the world, man, and make a living from it, what would it be?
Oh, man.
It could be anything, bro. It can be as specific as, like, I want to sleep with sloths and just watch over them, like babysit sloths all day. But also, here's another catch. You got to state the amount of money you make from it.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, damn, man. Honestly, like, I've always wanted to have, how do I say, like, this artistic side. I've always wanted to have, like, you know, that creative side, and which I've never had. So, yeah. If, like, I could choose, like, a job, you know.
Like, regardless of the talents you have. Like, yeah. It's just like, oh, I would love to do that if I could, you know.
If I could, man, honestly, like, it'd be awesome if I could, like, be a blogger, like, and that, like, you know, goes around the world and, like, you know, doesn't even make that much money and they live in, like, hostels or whatever, but they have such a great experience. They meet so many people. They're, like, they have so many experiences. Like, honestly, like, blogging about it and then, like, you know, having a, like, a fan base and, you know, like, not even making that much, like, maybe, like, a good, like, I guess a good living would probably be, like, what, like, making 100K out of that? That'd be okay, awesome. Okay,
you want
that,
6 figures from being a an six-figure online personality.
Online personality. A travel blogger. Honestly, that would be pretty cool, man, just because, like, you don't have to, like, you're not tied to anything. You're not, you're a free soul, man, and, like, you know, you don't have to, like, talk, like, go to your boss and, like, say, like, hey, what do you need me to do? Like, you're your own boss. Like, that's awesome, man.
Think about it. Let's say you go to Alaska and you're like, you know what? I'm just not going to post anything about that. You don't have to,
bro. You want to wake up at 12 p.m.? Like, bro, you could. You could, dude. Like,
yeah. That's pretty cool. And I like that you gave the salary. I definitely think that would be cool.
What would you do, man?
Oh, that's a rough one, man.
And don't say photography.
No. I think it has something to do with it because I like the idea of just creating and designing and stuff.
Yeah. Well, you're an artistic dude, man. You're probably one of the most artistic people I've met in my life.
That's insane. I think I just like technology a lot, and most of my arts come from technology, if you think about it. Oh, man. If I could do anything in the world, I think I would like to have my own studio and this studio would be pretty much just like where you could be a consultant for businesses. You can do photography, graphic design, and just pretty much do advertising for people. So pretty much just like an artistic place where you can actually coach small businesses and give them like photography needs, or, you know, do graphic design for them, advertise for them, but it's also its own photography, graphic design, advertising thing. I think that was horribly stated, but just pretty much like this place where I can invite a bunch of other, you know, well talented artists and collaborate and
Bro,
help people.
So if I gave you like a drawing that I did, or a photograph, or like, it's stick figures, man, would you put it in your gallery?
I think that would be cool to have a gallery. Dude, Bro. I would love a gallery with my own photos. But, you know, it's weird because, you know, like, some people may think, oh, that's just garbage. Like, that's literally just stick figures. But then someone else around the world is going to be like, dude, $50,000.
Bro, it's all based on perspective.
That's a steal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird, bro. And that's something I used to tell my friends so much when I was in high school. What is it? Perception is key. Like, everything that you do has to be tied with your perception. Like, think about it. Flirting. People see it as being friendly. Other people see it as being flirty. All about perception. An insult, bro. Everybody knows it's like, oh, like, he meant to insult you. No, he was joking around. Perception again.
Bro, why are you so wise?
I'm not wise.
You're a
dude.
Wise fool, man. You're wise.
I wish I was. I feel like I've gained...
You're very insightful. I can give you that.
It's funny because when I was younger, I was very heavily involved in this, I guess, Christian/Catholic group. And I joined when I was 13, bro. So I was super young. And I loved going to it. And I pretty much shaped myself in that way. And I loved talking to other, you know, people that were older than me. Granted, they were like 16, 17, 18 year olds. And I love talking to them about their problems and just kind of like what they went through and just kind of learning from it. And it was so funny because I remember talking to some of the older guys and saying, yeah, like, I've never kissed a girl. And they were like laughing, you know, because they've obviously done a little bit more than that.
Wait, can I ask you, have you kissed a girl yet?
The podcast is over. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I have. But, you know, like, it's weird because I feel like since I was able to do that and talking to other people and learning from them, that quote really comes into play. The what is it, like, you're wise if you like learn from your experience, but you're wiser if you learn from others. I don't know, something yeah, like that. Have you heard it before?
I think I've heard it before.
Yeah, like, you're truly wise when you learn from someone else's experiences versus your own, because you didn't have to go through it. But I mean, I kind of hope that all those people that we talked about, aka all the older people and just anyone in general, learn that they shouldn't be posting stuff that is hateful or anything bad on the internet, because dang, man, I think that's like the number one thing that gets me upset on the internet.
It is, man. And it's like, there's people that devote their life to go trolling, bro, like going through comments, reading what people post.
Oh my gosh, yes, man. Like, I've seen the same name pop up countless amount of times, and it's like, dude, how do you have the time to find anything that offends you and comment on it?
See, so, like, bro, some people have hobbies. Your photography, your podcasting, everything, bro. Like, some people read books. Some people are athletic. Other people? Yo, bro, they're good at trolling, bro. They're good at surfing the internet. Command, find. You will find anything. Bro, there's people like that, bro.
Dude, they're going to add that on their resumes, or they're going to be talking about it when they're in job interviews. What do you like doing for fun? Oh, I love trolling on the internet. What do you mean by trolling? Oh, you know, something, you know, I don't agree with, I just talk bad about it. I just comment under it.
Bro, this technological age, bro, like, honestly, I mean, I wouldn't doubt it, man. These, like, you know, 5-year-old product right now, dude, like, it's probably gonna be like a skill set in the future.
Yeah, dude, something funny that I like remembered seeing on the internet was like, oh, this was a selfie your grandfather took when he was 10 years old. Like, that's gonna be the future generation, man. It's just like,
maybe, you know, a 5-year-old with a bong or something. Like.
It's gonna be an F boy who's like, has like gauges, you know, like, is wearing like Supreme, and he's,
bro,
just,
it's so
smiling.
Cringy, dude. You ever go to the internet and you see some kids and like they try to be like gangster or whatever, like, it's, oh, just, man, it's cringy, or like what they wear, like, or the the dance videos they make or something. Dude, it just, oh, it's so cringy, bro. Like, I just cannot finish those videos, dude, because I'm like, dude, I was not like that when I was a kid, man.
Yeah, like, it's insane. It's like, dude, all they watch are, like, you know, YouTube videos, and they like watching people that are famous, and, you know, they start imitating them, start buying the same clothes and the same brand designs, and it's just like, dang, dude, like, these little kids are, like, wearing, like, Supreme and, like, all this stuff, and they're taking these selfies, and, like, dude, I mean, granted, most people, they'll be like, oh, it's so cringy the next year.
Bro, it's these social influencers, bro, like, they're making so much money out of these little kids, dude, like Jake Paul and and all them, like, dude, they make so much money just from, like, these little kids, and nobody watches their videos. Like, if anybody, like from, like, probably, like, from 15 and up, bro, like, nobody watches those people's videos. They're not funny, they're cringy as hell, but these little kids, man, they find it funny, and they're making millions out of it, dude. Like, yeah,
it's insane, bro. Like, there are just so many random YouTube channels that do super, like, weird stuff that you would never think would be popular, aka ASMR. Dude, you know what ASMR is, right?
Yeah. I watch a couple of videos.
Do bro, you really?
Bro, sometimes they're pleasing as hell, man. Like, you're just like, I don't know if you ever go through an Instagram and you're scrolling and you're just like, you just see one of those and you're just like, this is kind of satisfying to watch. Like, I don't know, like
ASMR?
Or like here, sorry. I'm confusing it with like those like pleasing videos where like people crush things or like they cut things.
I love those. Yeah,
I love those. Those are very pleasing. But the ASMR, like sometimes the noises are very pleasing to some people. I mean,
Do you think they're pleasing?
Some, bro. Like, I know there's some where like there's a girl eating a pickle. That shit's nasty, bro. I don't find that like any way pleasing at all. But like if you're like adding like touching stuff like with your nails like on that mic or whatever, I don't know why, but I like that. Like, dude, it's very pleasing,
that's
so bro.
Strange.
How is that strange, bro? No, like,
I mean, I get it because there are some videos that I used to watch and it was just like making tea, but in extremely high quality audio.
Yeah.
So like you'd hear like the kettle hissing, you would hear the water dripping into the pot, and everything was so crystal clear.
Yeah, it's like when you're like, you know, those people that go to sleep and like they had like they have to listen to like waterfalls or whatever. It's like,
yeah,
nah, bro.
White noise and stuff.
Yeah, it's like I listen to what's it called?
ASMR.
ASMR, bro. That's how I go to sleep.
That is so funny. So since you're looking into making your own podcast, hopefully in the future,
yeah.
Do you think you're gonna use that to make some ASMR?
Hey man, if people are into it, like bro, I'll do it. Like, hey, what everybody. You want me to do? Put it on the comments or whatever. Like, I'll do it, bro. You want me to eat a pickle? I'll eat a pickle for you. Like, I mean, if people are interested or whatever, like, hey man, I'm not gonna like buzz like kill someone's buzz. You get me? Like, yeah.
I mean, hey, it's just strange to think that's popular right now. You know, like you would think, like, you know, I mean, I know video games are like super popular on YouTube, and they probably will be forever.
Yeah.
Singing videos, like covers, or making things like tutorials, or just, you know, like entertainment, like jokes and pranks and stuff. But never would I ever have thought that doing things behind a microphone would be really popular.
People are weird, man. Especially right now, I think people like people are like, especially like with technology and like the internet thing, people are just getting weirder and weirder. And I think we're just like starting to realize it, man. Like, yeah, like yeah. Back in the day, like you had like the hippies and shit, but like right now we're technically the hippies, bro. Like in the internet, dude. Like people are weird as hell, man.
Yeah, that's a good point. That is a very good point. But Dave, thank you so much for coming on. I think I know that I had a great time talking to you, just kind of talking from putting stuff on the internet to money to ASMR.
Hey man, you never know where these podcasts are gonna lead you, bro. But yeah. Ray, like honestly, man, thank you so much for having me, and it was fun, dude, and I look forward to the next time.
Yeah, dude. Well, thank you all so much for listening. Like I said, feel free to find me on any of the platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, I think Google has one, and especially Anchor. Find out next week who I have, and have a good one.